is his daughter Miley in the news today? I don't see anything. I see Mila Kunis, but I don't see Miley Cyrus.
No, this is her day off, I think.
Oh, it's the day today.
She didn't make any news.
Good for her.
Yesterday, she got a haircut, though, and that was in the news. And it was like the old Rachel from Friends.
Really?
Wow. I know.
That's great. Round of applause for that. Who
that's
played Rachel?
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, okay.
I think that's why other people hate us, because that's a news story here.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus got her hair cut.
Jennifer Horne in Los Angeles, City of Angels, Doug Steffen outside of Boston, and the town of Framingham, and the things you need to know to sound intelligent today with the backup intelligent conversation, sometimes lacking, sometimes not. Depends on who's got the yes button on. The top topics, that's our hourly adventure here. The essence, let's get the fear-mongering out of the way right away. You ready, Jennifer?
Okay, let's do it.
For the first time in recent history, humanitarian organizations are responding to the major food crises around the world. There's one in West Africa. There's one in East Africa. There's one in Yemen. Climate change and dwindling resources, so some say, have created severe food shortages in these areas. Apparently, 43 million people here and elsewhere are going hungry, I mean, to the point of starvation and death this year.
Wow.
So the prediction is that 43 million people will die of starvation this year. There are Oxfam folks who are warning that without urgent action, things will get worse. Multiple major crises could move from being an exception to being the norm. There is not enough food on the planet to feed the people who exist on the planet. And yet, the continuing focus in India, and I mean, that's really where the seat of it is, but other places, Israel's a place where there is just an unbelievable amount of, it's like, it's the same philosophy as the Mormons have. Let's have more kids because we need more Mormons. Let's have more Israeli
kids. It's a good marketing tactic, isn't it?
Well, but it's not an intelligent way to run the world. So the United States being called upon again to take the lead. Hello, look around. Have you looked at the states affected by the drought here and what we're going to have for food? We have, for a long time, been the chief of most everything, been the leader of most everything, and we're not going to be the leader in, but I guess the other side of that is China isn't either, because they don't have enough food for them. They've been buying a lot of food from us. But there isn't enough food to go around. Period. End of story. And so what under the circumstances gets done? When is somebody going to be courageous enough, Jennifer, to say, we must have some kind of intelligent educational opportunity to learn about the body, how to prevent people from getting pregnant? They don't have much of that in Africa. I'm talking about what really matters, and that is the future. Everybody talks about taxes, and we're in debt, and we have no future for our children. There's going to be any future for children or grandchildren because they're not going to have enough to eat. Never mind how you're going to pay for it. There isn't enough food on the planet. And nobody wants to talk about this. It's kind of like some of the things that have come before us in this election cycle. Nobody's talking about some of the real issues. One of the real issues is hunger. Food not plentiful enough to feed everyone. One of the most tragic things I have ever seen in my life, on a trip to Nairobi, Kenya in the 90s, going to Mother Teresa's hospital and food kitchen. Sounds like, right, the way I put that, I'm thinking, okay.
You did.
Yeah, it sounds like here's the Fred's restaurant.
Right, and bar and grill.
Bar and grill and car lube operation.
Right.
Anyway, so at that moment in time, there was, I think, 84% unemployment in Nairobi. And Mother Teresa would get, through her resources, the makings of porridge. And there would be a line, hundreds of people would be standing in this line twice a day to get a bowl of basically dough that's cooked over a fire in a big kettle. They put the makings, the mash comes from cornmeal and whatever other things they can get, and they put it in and they cook it, put a little water in it, they just cook it. People stand in line for about a 4x4 piece of porridge. They go through the line, they eat the porridge, they go back and get in the line again and wait another 12 hours. Some people, they sleep in the line, or they sleep on the ground.
They live in the line.
They live in the line. Yeah. Can you imagine living your life? Even the bread lines during the Depression in our country, I don't believe that they were like that. And that's how hundreds of millions of people live in this world. Hundreds of millions of people. That's how they eat. They have no food. They have no home. They have no... Basically, these people are all wrapped in robes, for the most part, mm-hmm. wrapped in just cloth you'd find on the street, things that came from... I remember seeing a guy going through and picking out something that came out of an old sofa and wrapping himself in that. I mean, just think about it. You have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, we have to be thankful as much as we get all crazy about things right. in the United States. I mean, how lucky are we that we're born here?
Yeah, exactly. And then there are those people that go to bed hungry in our country
mm-hmm.
for no good reason. What is it, 14? The statistic is about 14 million young people go to bed hungry every night, but not this kind of hungry, the kind of hungry I'm talking about over there. But still, it's hunger, and yet we supposedly have still, even with the drought, most plentiful supply of food in the world. So what are we missing here? Questions and answers, 800-510-8255 to weigh in on that. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. And Jennifer is monitoring social media. What's cooking there?
Well, we were asking some questions yesterday at Facebook, which I'm actually just reviewing right now, Dougie.
All right.
I'm going to get you those answers in just a second.
Well, what a perfect opportunity for us to pause in the action. There's a pause in the action on the Olympic field, and so we'll be back right after these words on Good Day.
Perfect.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Mic or instrument cables, buy one for $15, get two free. Plus, score closeout pricing on Fender G-Deck amplifiers, only $149. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
800-510-8255, the discussion of population problems, et cetera, maybe that's a good thing for us to pursue on our social media opportunities today, Jennifer, at least in part.
We could. Yesterday we didn't do something quite as serious, but we could do something like that today, and I'll get that going. You can comment facebook.com/Good Day Show. What we were talking about yesterday is about the dumbest event at the Olympics. Because, you know, there's some weird ones. Allison said table tennis, a.k.a. ping pong. John said the opening and closing ceremonies. Hans said horseback riding. Loretta said the two-person bike race inside. What is the slow start all about? I was wondering the same thing, Loretta. Richard, beach volleyball. Tony said all of the above, plus synchronized swimming, and the fact that baseball isn't included is ridiculous. Janet said some of the reporters and their questions. And Chris said the trampoline. Now, I haven't seen a trampoline event. And Terry said said NBC not showing live competitions. So those are the answers. You can chime in to Facebook.com/Gaudet Show.
All right, so let's find out what's going on at the Olympics. The Chinese are coming out in front by 3 total medals. They have 73. We have 70. The British have 48, tied with Russia.
They've really come on strong, those Brits.
The Brits, yeah. Well, it's their
They started
turf.
Slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
29 for Japan, 28 for France, 27 for Germany, et cetera. Good day for the U.S. in women's beach volleyball is Misty May Traynor. Isn't that, wasn't she around 4 years? Is she the one who bared
She's
her?
She's been around a while, yeah.
Is she the one who took off her shirt?
No.
Oh. Carrie Jennings Walsh. Those two involved in a win over a Chinese team. Fellow American April Ross and Jen Kessie beat a favored Brazilian team.
I watched the Missy May Traynor versus the Chinese girls.
How
oh, my
that?
Gosh. Well, everybody that was commentating on the matchup, I guess, were talking about how these Chinese girls were brutal. And they were. They were sweating and they were working hard. But Missy May Traynor, I mean, come on. That's a good team. They've been around the block a few times.
The U.S. men's boxing team, a final hope for a medal with Errol Spence, lost, unfortunately, marking the first time the U.S. has failed to medal in men's boxing. Women's boxing joined the Olympics for the first time this year. U.S. is assured of 2 medals there, as both the middleweight Clarissa Shields and lightweight Marlon Esparza, we were talking about her yesterday, have earned at least a bronze thus far. Over in gymnastics, Gabby Douglas capped a miserable second week by finishing a distant 7th, so she hasn't got what it takes, apparently, in the clutch. Allie Raisman finished her Olympics on a high note with a gold in the floor exercise and a bronze on the balance beam. Americans had another strong day in track and field, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Dawn Harper and Kelly Wells finished 2nd and 3rd in the women's 100-meter hurdles. Let's see here. Lolo Jones repeated her 4th-place finish from Beijing. And the men's 1,500-meter, Leo Manzano, took a surprise silver medal. And the high jump, America took another silver behind a strong performance by Eric Kinard. 17 Cameroon athletes have disappeared. I love this story. I always love, whenever there is an Olympics, there's always defection. So these athletes have gone missing from the Olympic Village. 5 boxers, a swimmer, and a soccer player.
Walk into a bar. Oh, where'd they go?
Suspected of having left to stay in Europe. Identified as female goalkeeper Drusille Nagako, swimmer Paul Ikani, boxers Thomas Asomba, Christian Donfak, Abdon Nwoli. Why am I giving you these names?
I don't know.
What's the point of that?
Right, and they're from where?
They're from Cameroon.
Cameroon. So they made it to the Olympics to start a life in Europe. Yep. How sad.
And how many? Well, but that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Seeking asylum in Britain. British cyclist Sir Chris Hoy set a British record for golds, winning his 6th gold medal in the men's whatever kind of race he's in. What is what are the different men's races or women's races for that? I don't know that much about. I thought cycling was cycling, but there are all kinds of different divisions, apparently. So,
right, and different types and lengths and all that stuff.
Matthias Steiner of Germany withdrew from the competition. He's a weightlifter. He dropped a barbell on his neck.
Ooh. Oh,
man,
no.
Oof. All right, so there's the Olympic update, 21 after on Good Day. Follow it at DougStefan.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. alkalize your body, supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
The same group that was responsible for the Christmas Day bomber says they are now training women.
Can they send women? Because isn't the promise of doing this
right.
all
yeah,
the virgins
what are women
in heaven?
Do with the virgins?
Believe me, a woman doesn't
Maybe.
Want the male kind.
I'm thinking there are probably plenty of lesbian Arabs. And they
so you think
like
those are the
have.
Ones who want to be the bombers because then
right.
they get the 27 virgins.
No, 72.
If Doug thought he was going to get 72 virgins,
just kidding. All of a sudden, this would be, welcome back to Good Day.
Now, see, that's an even more beautiful sight than 72 virgins waiting in heaven for a suicide bomber.
Here I am.
We're playing Magic the Gathering. Want to join?
Osama!
Big story at the Olympics, though, regarding Michael Phelps. He stepped out with his girlfriend yesterday for the first time. People got to see his girlfriend. Yes, yeah, very pretty. Michael Phelps' girlfriend is a 25-year-old model from Los Angeles. Yeah. In other words, like every other model in L.A., she's dating an older retired guy. Hey, Mayor Bloomberg is saying that now that he has banned large sodas in New York City, his next target is going to be alcohol. Yeah. And once that's out of the way, he'll start his crusade against the laughter of children.
Poor Mayor Bloomberg.
I know.
25 after the hour. A little amusement as we continue. Here's the thing we haven't been doing a good job on, Jennifer. There are, in all of these countries, all these medals that have been won by countries we actually don't like. I thought we ought to have a special every day, as long as the Olympics continue. They continue, I think, for another week through next weekend. Every day, we ought to look at the medals that are being achieved by the countries we don't like. That should be the highlight of this, right? Medals for countries we don't like. For example, China has 73 medals. They're on top. Mm-hmm. We don't like them.
We don't like that.
The Russians got 48. We don't like them. I don't know, Japan, do we like them any? Have they come back around?
Yeah. I think we can like Japan again.
All right.
We didn't like them for a while, but now the big enemy's China, so I think we can like Japan.
We don't like the French much, right?
Well, the French are kind of inconsequential. Don't tell them I said that.
Okay, so don't worry about that. All right, let's see here. The Islamic Republic of Iran. You don't much like them, right?
No.
Oh, they've got 8 medals so far, including 4
Boo.
Gold medals. Yeah.
Boo.
Don't like them much at all. All right, Kazakhstan, do we care about them?
They're
Cuba.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Cuba.
You know, I don't hold anything against Cuba anymore. I think we should be able to go.
But we don't like North Korea, right?
No, those people got to go. Syria, too. Do they have an Olympic team?
Who, Syria?
Yeah.
You know, I don't see Syria on this list anywhere. No, I don't think Syria has no Syria anywhere on the list. All right, so North Korea got 5. They have 4 gold medals in North Korea. The Czech Republic has 5, by the way. Now.
That's right, because we beat North Korea.
Yeah. Okay, let's
see.
Who else do we know? We kind of like Colombia these days, right?
Colombia's okay.
Yeah, all right. I think the rest of the countries, India, by the way, with all the people in there, have 3 medals. So
that's because that nobody can move very fast in India, right, because of the crowding.
Right, too many people there.
Too hard to train.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Mongolia, we don't mind them. I think that's pretty much all the countries we don't like. Right? Grenada, we like them. They're okay.
Yeah.
We overtook them.
My grandparents had a Grenada.
Did they?
Oh, that's a Granada.
It was a Ford, yeah.
It's still in my garage, actually.
Is it? That'd be cool to drive around. All right,
that was what they called their little car.
Countries that we don't like, and what their how many Olympic gold medals they have so far. Despite all the controversies at the Olympics, there are some athletes who have found love at the Games. Remember, one of the big stories before the Olympic Games got started was they were running out of condoms. They had 70,000, and they didn't have enough. So,
I don't know how they have time to, keep such a busy schedule.
28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Ever wonder what happens to those huge vessels that spend years sailing the high seas? Well, some of them are repurposed into some very cool places to explore. After 4 decades as a luxury liner and 3 years just sitting in port, the Queen Elizabeth II is ready for its next home. It's about to turn into a floating hotel in Dubai. And while there are no guarantees on this one, there are a number of groups out there fighting to save the historic SS United States from being scrapped. This ship has an amazing history. In fact, it still holds the world speed record for a transatlantic crossing. And the idea is to repurpose it into a year-round waterfront attraction. And if you're a real nautical buff like me, check out this hidden gem, a ship graveyard off the shores of Staten Island. If you can get there, you'll catch sight of all the old and decommissioned passenger ships, ferries, barges. Believe me, this is a photo op just waiting to happen. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance, or savings, or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day, through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day. The think tank of the airwaves, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I going through some of the top topics of the day from the Bad Boys Department. Jared Loughner pled guilty yesterday to killing six people, wounding 13 others. This is the Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords incident in Tucson. The judge ruled that he was competent enough to enter a plea. He admitted to 19 counts, including attempted assassination of Giffords, six counts related to the shooting deaths, and the remaining counts for injuries. The government will not seek the death penalty. Instead, he spends the rest of his life in prison with no parole. Is that okay with everybody?
I guess. I mean, do we have a choice?
No, it's over. Done. He's in jail. The rest of the life. He will not. I'll be surprised if he lasts 3-4 months.
Yeah, somebody will take him out.
Yeah, you go to. It's like a death sentence. So for those who don't like the death penalty, I'm one of those. But in this circumstance, make an exception because there are always exceptions. There are usually every year four or five exceptions where people. It's all about vengeance. It's not about justice. People say, "Oh, this is we need justice." Justice to this. It's the death penalty is vengeance. And frankly, in some circumstances, it's justified. That's maybe not the nicest thing in the world to say, but Loughner deserves no mercy.
And it's closure for the victim's family. And that's the time. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody loves the idea of putting someone to death. But
there are a lot of people who like it. Oh, no, they think it's great. They have firing squads, hangings. There are people who like that.
I don't know. I have a friend whose grandparents were killed by the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, and she said for her, when his time is up, it will be closure for her. Because having him, she feels like it's a slap in the face, the fact that he's played the legal system for as long as he has.
Well, we have a system that can be played. Mm-hmm. If you got smart legal advice, you can play the system. You can play it. 800-510-8255. All right, here we have, and we have the Colorado shooter. No mercy on him either. Do whatever you can. Dispatch him. Put him in the worst prison. They'll take care of him there.
Yeah, and I don't believe. I actually think.
And the judges know that, by the way. When
yeah, I think, and I'm no crack psychiatrist, but to me, the guy that shot Gabby Giffords looks a lot crazier. I think this guy was putting on a crazy act. The Batman guy. Okay. I think he's built this whole thing. He's smart. He built this whole thing to try to get himself off because he knew what he was going to do.
Yeah.
The whole spitting in people's faces thing. I mean, that's all just part of the act, I think.
There you go.
That's just my opinion, just crap opinion.
Send them to hell. Okay, so the Sikh shooter, according to his mother or stepmother, was a gentle person. As more details are revealed about Wade Michael Page, Laura Page, his stepmother, says that he was nothing like the person that she knew that that is this murderer. How could he be the way he was? He was gentle. He was kind. He was loving. He was happy. So what happened? Six people dead. Three people shot up. He shot and killed. Are there white supremacist links to this killing? Guy was a U.S. Army veteran, member of two skinhead groups, criminal record, arrest for driving under the influence, etc., etc. So what can you glean from that? It's just more of the same kind of stuff. And by the way, part of the problem with this sort of thing is that we have too many people. We can't legislate. You can't mitigate. You can't do anything. I mean, look at the problem with the... We're impotent when it comes to illegal immigration. Another example of us having too many people. And by the way, the latest there, Jennifer, the MPI think tank, releasing a report this week, estimates that 1.75 million unauthorized young immigrants eligible for a two-year respite from deportation under the president's executive order. Why isn't this being discussed in the presidential campaign? Why is the discussion of illegal immigration so left out?
Yeah, no one's talking about it at all this year.
Procedures. Now, we're so busy trying to find out whether Mitt Romney paid any taxes.
Yeah.
Or whether Obama, I don't even know, what's the controversy about Obama? Right, that's it. We still have that. So, there are a lot of people discussing this. Qualified applications for deferred action would receive those people. The applicants would get 2 years before they are deported. So all they have to do is fill out a form and you stay here for another 2 years. Even though you were illegal, are illegal, you get an official 2 year. If you've been in the country since June of 2007, which is 5 years, you fill out one of these things, you go to high school, you go to college or whatever, just like you're an American. It's a $465 application fee to stay in the U.S. So it's, okay, just a tax? Let's get some more money out of these guys and let them stay. Right?
Yeah.
How do you feel if you're unemployed and you can do some of the work of the illegals? How do you feel about that?
And would you do it?
800. What, if you were illegal?
No, if you were an unemployed guy.
Maybe that, what, I'm sorry, ask the question again.
If you're an unemployed guy, would you take the work that an illegal immigrant does in this country?
Oh, okay. Maybe that's a good question for Facebook or Twitter. 800-510-8255. Here's a woman in Southern California posing as a nurse, tries to steal a newborn girl from the hospital. Grizel Ramirez convinced the baby's mother to take a shower before the doctor came in to examine her. While the mother was out of the room, she takes the baby and runs. She put the baby in a tie-dye tote bag.
What?
She threw the baby, stuffed the baby into a tote bag, and carried her out of the ward. But the hospital tags babies with an electronic sensor now. Apparently, this hospital has had a problem in the past with people stealing babies.
Ugh.
So they put a tag on their toe, and when this woman took them laughing, because you just picture this.
Yeah.
The alarm goes off. When this woman tries to go through the door, a security guard nabs her.
Unbelievable.
Arrested. The baby is brought back to her mother, who's screaming when she comes out of the shower, "Where's my baby?" But because there was a toe tag on the baby is still with its real mother. Yeah. Is that what we've come to? I guess it is.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I guess
that's what we've come to, toe-tagging babies. Jeez.
Aye. Here's a six-year-old girl found clinging to a dead body in a lake.
I heard about this, yeah.
North of New York. Boaters heard the girl crying for help, pulled her from the water. They can't figure out. They don't know exactly what happened. The dead adult, 59-year-old Pamela Carner, a family friend who was looking after the girl, had taken her to the lake to cool off. The girl told police that Ms. Carner brought her into the water, was holding her before something went wrong. So Ms. Carner may have drowned. She may have had a heart attack, some other medical emergency, and just drowned in the water, and the baby held on to her.
Oh.
Well, not a baby, 6-year-old. But
yeah, but still.
You got to take a deep breath after that one. Good God. Isn't it crazy? It really is. This is a crazy world. That's why we, you know, this would be, these are all conversational points of view that people will, do you hear the story about this? Do you hear the story about that? I think the best story so far, frankly, of the hour, we got to have awards every day, Jennifer, mm-hmm. is the woman who's caught with the baby running out
yeah.
the door of the hospital.
Hey, she got caught. That's great.
Yeah. Well, the toe tag thing. That's, huh? What about the toe tag? Yeah. A lot of people still talking about the Mars rover. You probably know how the so-called Mohawk guy, if you've seen the video from Monday, the Mohawk guy, for those who don't, he's the flight director at NASA. Got a hairstyle, looks like a Mohawk. He's become an internet celebrity, nearly shutting down Twitter as floods of marriage proposals have been sent to him. The Mohawk guy. We got a picture of him? Post that. Huh?
I imagine he has a Mohawk.
I'm guessing you're probably right on that one, Jennifer. Sad news. Marvin Hamlisch died. Only 68.
Fill me in.
The probably best known for the music from The Way We Were and The Sting.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And all kinds of Grammys and Emmys and Tony Awards. He got a Pulitzer Prize for composition. Died at the age of 68. What a shame. So young. And very talented. He's kind of geeky looking. With his glasses. But
did he have Coke bottles?
Yeah, he had real thick Coke bottles. Now, tell me you don't know who... this is going to be really upsetting. Do you really know who Marvin Hamlisch is?
No. I know this song. Yeah. I just didn't... I have no idea.
I understand.
But by name.
Yeah. There's a slap in the face.
You know, everything is so generational.
I know, it is.
I told you I was so upset because someone in my office didn't know who George Jefferson was.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
By the way, it turns out he died of
lung cancer. Yeah, and he refused treatment, it looked like.
Right. Must have been a big smoker because that oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes that's an indicator of that. All right, some more gossipy news about important and maybe not so important. All of these stories
we'll make about it important.
Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman and Katie Holmes and Bridget Nielsen. I haven't heard anything about her for a while.
I know.
Jennifer has that to report on in a moment here on Good Day.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala Soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's
you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
800-510-8255 connects with us, and the continuing connection goes through our social media and through the email at the website. Okay, so Ashton Kutcher, do we care he's holding hands with Mila Kunis?
Well, the only reason we care about this one, Dougie, is because they have denied that they are an item, yet they were on vacation together in Bali.
Really?
So,
they just
hello?
Happened to be there at the same time.
Is it good? Yeah, but, you know, come on, really? You don't really go to Bali with someone that you're just, hey, buddy. That's kind of a romantic place. They were photographed walking hand in hand through the airport before they left. And, you know, it's kind of on the hush-hush, but it's cute. I like it. I think it works.
You do?
Yeah, I think it's a cute little pair-up. She's hot, and he's kind of hot.
Really? Oh, this looks like he needs
two hots don't make a right.
Natalie Portman's wedding. Why are we still talking about that?
You know, I don't know. She had an interesting wedding dress, which actually was trending on Twitter over the weekend because it was not the prettiest dress. It was very traditional, very high-neck style.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And now they're saying that the food was all vegan because they both are vegan. They had a traditional, a vegan feast, but instead of a traditional wedding cake, they had macaroons in honor of the groom's French roots.
Let them eat macaroons.
I like macaroons. I would be kind of sad to miss out on the cake, but macaroons are nice. And then to go with their little good for the planet theme, they gave out wildflower seeds as wedding favors. That's hard to say.
Mm-hmm. All right, Katie Holmes is a new woman, yes or no?
I think she's totally a new woman. Every picture you see, this woman is smiling from ear to ear. She's feeling refreshed. She's free of Tom. She doesn't have a worry in the world. She said she would fret. Insiders say she would fret over every single little detail about being with Tom and wondering what was gone and blah, blah, blah. But now she has her own voice and she's confident and happy and better than she's ever been.
So she's a contrast to Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah, and I don't know if you remember, but I'm a huge fan of the celebrity rehab shows, and she was a person on one of those shows, a patient. And Dr. Drew really got through to her, and it seemed like she had really made it. And even in the follow-up shows, it looked like it had taken, that she had been keeping her sobriety.
Didn't she have a dive after Sylvester Stallone? After that ended,
yes.
Wasn't that?
But people saw her out this weekend in Los Angeles. She looked drunk. She looked disoriented. They showed her drinking vodka and smoking cigarettes. They said at one point she collapsed on the grass and vomited, which is always a good look for a lady.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that she can get back together. Because, you know, it's when you follow these people through celebrity rehab, you kind of start rooting for them to beat their demon. But it's hard.
All right, let's see here. Jennifer Lopez has filed a $20 million lawsuit against her former driver. How does she expect to get $20 million out of him?
Jennifer Lopez? I don't know. She's got a good legal team, doesn't she?
Yeah, but who did you? A driver who's got $20 million?
Yeah, because he claimed that the driver was suing because J-Lo's manager berated him in front of people, and they said, you know, that
she berated him.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And so he wants to get money out of her.
Right.
And now she wants to get money out of him.
Correct.
What a swell system we have.
Everybody
here
wants some money.
Let's have
piece
some
of the pie.
51 after on Good Day.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This fits in that the technology time is upon us here. Better Living with the Good Day program, the team interested in technology. I guess Sirius XM, the satellite folks, that still is, that's not new technology, but it's interesting technology. Announcement made yesterday, Jennifer, that since the beginning of the year, the Sirius XM folks have added 622,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Which now means they have about 20%. Well, I'm looking at a number here in terms of how many people. Actually, I think there are like 23, 24 million people who subscribe to Sirius. Or, well, it's all
it's
one
interesting
company
because
now
it comes in your car now and you get it free for a year.
Yeah.
So I wonder how many of those people actually pay. And then when you do call to renew, because, you know, you kind of get, you like some of the stuff, but it's so expensive when they send you the bill. If you call, this is a little secret, if you call them, they give it to you for like $9.
Really?
If you don't just pay the bill that comes to you and you say, gosh, I'd really like this, but, you know, it's too expensive, they give it to you for some ridiculous thing. So I'd be interested to know how that breaks out.
Right.
Who pays for what?
Yeah. All right. That's
wouldn't
cool
that be interesting? Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't. Yeah. Right. How many people are listening to us on the podcasts at DougStefan.com? There are a number of
42 gazillion.
Really?
Yes, that many.
There are a lot of people who haven't quite figured the internet out yet in terms of how do you get the podcast? How do you download this stuff? I think Richie and I were talking yesterday about the difference. But no, Bob Kay and I were talking about the difference between iHeartRadio, where you can hear us on the stations that carry us through iHeart, TuneIn Radio, which is a great source. We have our own podcast you can download. You can go to Radio America. You can find this stuff everywhere. And more people are taking the hours they like what they hear, so they may listen an hour when we're on live, and then they listen to other programs by just going to DougStefan.com or tune in all these various options that you have. It's kind of a cool thing. Technology in the focus here. Shelley Palmer is our reporter. When we talk about hackers, the image that comes to mind is often some secretive computer genius or geek that can't be traced. Not so fast. Info in a moment from Shelley here on Good Day.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I want to ask you a question. Are you just trying to make ends meet? Find out why that is not good. Because when you say to yourself, I just want to make ends meet, guess what you do? That's all you do is make ends meet. If you say to yourself, I am succeeding in making ends meet, at least you are beginning to get a sense of achievability. But what happens when you say to yourself, I want to have extra money? uh-oh, that takes a whole different thought process, doesn't it? But you know what? Let's add one more part to that by saying, I am succeeding in having extra money. And then you will get rid of that sentence, I'm just trying to make ends meet. Get rid of anything else but the highest level of what you really want. You are succeeding in making extra money. I am succeeding in making extra money, and you'll do it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when we talk about hackers, the image that comes to mind is often of secretive computer geniuses hiding somewhere where they can't be traced. But sometimes hacking takes little digital skill. Recently, Wired writer Matt Honan had nearly his entire digital life destroyed by hackers who were able to get his Apple and Amazon account passwords simply by calling customer service and requesting a password reset. The hackers only had to provide information easily available on the internet to convince the representatives that they were not intruders. Once the hackers got into Honan's .me account, they were able to change his Gmail password using password recovery. The hackers then wiped Honan's iPhone, iPad, and MacBook and deleted his Google account. They finished by taking over his Twitter account. Honan blames Apple and Amazon procedures, but also himself for linking some of his accounts and not backing up his data. It just goes to show you, you can never be too careful with your data and your online accounts. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the Lee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
All right, Jennifer.
Yes.
Do you know how many people are using social networks on their phones?
Oh, a lot, would be my guess.
82 million Americans are using social networks on their phones. Woo-wee. Wow, what a success story. That really is pretty amazing. Speaking of amazing, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn and I are kaput for this hour. It's 59.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.